Hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders increased dramatically since the start of the pandemic. Anti-Asian hate crimes rose by nearly 150% in 2020 compared to the year before. And this year saw a mass shooting in Atlanta that killed 8 people, including 6 Asian women. The rise in hate towards the AAPI community has ignited a conversation about how we as a country view Asian Americans. In a story that originally aired on KEXP, Grace Madigan reports on how 4 Asian American musicians have been impacted by all of this and responded through their music.
Put on your face, know your place.
Connie Lim, better known by her stage name Melk, reflects on the complexities of growing up Chinese American, feeling distant from both of those identities.
When China does something as a government or as a country, and then American citizens, US citizens, start blaming Chinese Americans for what China's done, it's like this double othering. Like, oh, I'm still trying to figure out if I even connect with China. And then now I'm getting looked at as if what Chinese government is doing is a reflection of me.
The reality of being a person of color in an industry that is overwhelmingly white has meant Asian musicians have had to create a space for themselves.
Learning how to be in the music industry, I was told countless times I should go back to China because American audiences are not going to understand an Asian voice or feel compelled. It's not charismatic enough. Was told by multiple levels of music industry executives, from managers to label executives to even my own family, saying you should go to Hong Kong and do it because you'll be more accepted there.
Old singer-songwriter Maya, who goes by MXM Tune on stage, is half Chinese and half white. Growing up, Maya remembers watching the racism her mother had to endure.
People would make these like snide comments about how my mom was actually our nanny and not seeing her as our mother. And it was these horrible things that like my mom had to deal with every single day of just like taking my brother and I out into the world.
Now, as someone in the public eye, Maya's had her own number of racist encounters.
It is probably one of the most frustrating things to be a woman of color, specifically an Asian woman, on the internet.
And Maya's no stranger to the internet and its power. It was, after all, the videos that she posted as a teenager on YouTube that gained her a fan base and propelled her career forward.
I remember there was a day where I went on Reddit to check what was going on underneath my own sphere, underneath my name in MXM Tune, and I came across a bunch of these really gross, like not safe for work posts of people commenting about me and my body, and specifically making it also about my ethnicity and saying, oh my gosh, look at this beautiful, like, mixed race Asian American woman. And it was so fetishizing and dehumanizing, and that has been something that I have perpetually had to deal with.
For local artist Tomo Nakayama, he didn't want to deal with any of the tension that he might have otherwise gotten just for being an Asian American.
I think when I was first starting out, I was really adamant about being accepted on the merits of my music, so I think I tended to play down my identity because I didn't want to be tokenized or othered.
But, he says, his identity will always impact his music.
I am a musician and I am, you know, a songwriter. But above all else, I am an Asian American first and foremost. So the experience of that is going to inform the music that I write, you know, the art that I create. And my only job is to do that honestly.
This past April, Tomo was asked to speak at a rally to stop Asian hate. He performed his new track, On the Way, which was written as a sort of catharsis in the wake of the Atlanta shooting.
On the way, it's just about the frustration of being told that a better world is on the way, or that equality is on the way, and being told that there is being progress made, but the reality is that these acts of violence and hatred are still happening and nothing really is being done about it.
What happened in Atlanta proved to be a sort of boiling point for many Asian Americans. With the news of every new attack against the community, it was becoming more and more evident that silence was not working. Connie Lim, who we heard from earlier, who goes by the stage name Melk, gained viral fame for a performance of her original song, Quiet, at the Women's March in 2017.
I can't keep quiet.
The song became an unofficial anthem for the march. As a survivor of sexual assault, Connie wrote the song hoping to empower other women to speak out. Connie hopes that the song might find a new life and resonate with the Asian American community and their own silence in the face of racism rather than sexism. There's a responsibility that these musicians feel not only to their audience, but to themselves, that recognizes and validates their experiences as Asian Americans. Hollis Wongware is a singer-songwriter who's used her platform to speak out on various social issues.
I feel that all artists, we not only have a responsibility to reflect the times that we live in, but I also feel that creativity in art is essential to creating new worlds and to using our imagination and our ability to message and our ability to reach audiences and reach ears.
As Hollis points out, the fight to stop Asian hate, well, that includes the fight to end the systems in place that uphold white supremacy.
We're very used to just kind of like living within these systems and being like, ah, that sucks. But like, are you willing to do more than just say it sucks? Like, are you willing to actually do something to push against these types of violences that exist and are just so soaked through in our country? And it can feel really daunting, but there are tons of amazing grassroots organizers that are doing incredible work that's visionary, that's creative, that's inspired.
Wrestling with one's own identity is an extremely difficult task that only people of color and other minorities are ever asked to deal with. The everyday microaggressions and the larger systemic forces that exist remind you how your country really sees you. But music offers an escape from that. More importantly, music offers a space to imagine a different sort of future. A better one.